Welcome to the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott, here with Brooklyn Chandler Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. The purpose of this show is to help you build wealth smartly with less risk, get you retired, and then make sure you stay retired. If you'd like to find out more about Brooklyn and the team, we always encourage you to check out our website. A lot of information there, the live event she puts on, no cost to attend typically, but you do have to sign up. Seating is limited, but you can certainly find out more about Brooklyn and the team, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. Offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. Today we're going to be talking about sandwiches. Do you go with bologna? Do you go with ham, turkey? What do you go with in your sandwiches, Brooklyn?
We're pretty much peanut butter and jelly.
I like that. That's a good choice. I'm good with that.
Legitimately, though, Mark, last night my kids, two boys, ages 8 and 3.
That would be Coulter and Caden.
They ate a total of 11 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches after dinner.
11?
11. And you would be
boys.
Like, oh, okay, so maybe the 8-year-old ate the... No, the 3-year-old ate 6 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
It's a good effort. Good
And, of
effort.
Course, the crust has to be cut off. I mean, triangles or squares, don't mess it up. You have to ask every time because it changes. Yes.
That is good. What a fine mom you're turning into be, Brooklyn. Designing the sandwiches for the boys. I like it. I like it. And actually, we're not talking about sandwiches today. We're talking about the sandwich generation. And really, think about it. There are more and more of the baby boomer generation that are getting into retirement. They're dealing with aging parents, but also dealing with adult kids that maybe went through college and now they're like, well, I'm not finding a job that's paying me the what I think I deserve, so I think I'll just stay at home for a while. So we are in an interesting time, I think, where we are taking care of some aging parents. We're taking care of adult children. This is kind of an interesting place that we find ourselves in that probably our parents didn't have much of that, probably had a little, but our grandparents probably didn't have any of that because we're living so much longer. It's a different time. Are many of your clients at Texas Financial Advisory, Brooklyn, stuck in this sandwich generation?
Yeah, very much so. It's an interesting wave, if you will, of aging that's happening. And, you know, they just have gotten their kids out of the house through college, through grad schools, through weddings, or what have you. But kids are bouncing right back in those situations. And then you've got these aging parents that need some help or, you know, not wanting to go into a nursing home or assisted living, but also can't live super, super far from family. And so, but I mean, if I sat down and met with, let's say, 5 prospects or clients today, I would say there's an 80% chance that one, if not all of them, would be in that situation. And so we're seeing it very, very often. And so focusing on our pre-retirees and our retirees that are our clients, we're looking at them. We're not only helping them get ready for walking away from their paycheck, right, and getting them ready for retirement. We're also sandwiched in this and helping their kids get out of the school debt and then helping our clients figure out how are they going to help care for their aging parents, whether it's financially help pay for that or put them in a home or build on a remodel to their house. And then we're looking at our clients and we're like, okay, that may tack on another 3-4 years for you to keep working. But we also still have to worry about you guys because eventually one day you're going to be in a situation that you need to have extra care as well. So when I think back to when I started this company in January 2008, that wasn't really even a thing, right? It was every so often we'd have someone that helped take care of their parents, but this sandwich generation stuff that we've got going on, it's really a real thing.
And it really is interesting. And you can go to the usdebtclock.org. If you've never been there, it's kind of a cool place to go. There's a lot of red, but there's some green numbers, so it's a positive. Our national debt right now, about a little over $22.5 trillion. The surprising thing to me, Brooklyn, because you talk about student loan debt, I would have thought we had more credit card debt in the country than student loan debt, and I would be wrong.
Oh,
credit card debt is just over $1 trillion. Student loan debt is over $1.6 trillion. $1 trillion. Is that longevity and maybe the student loan debt? Are those some of the reasons we're finding ourselves in this sandwich generation?
I think it's a combination of things. But if you think about, say, my generation that were in the high school in their 90, in the 90s.
Right, and had everything and handed to them, didn't have to do anything.
Stop, you know? That's the millennials.
Oh, okay.
I'm a exennial. I'm in this group that's sandwiched between the Generation X and the millennials. I'm not quite one or the other.
I am in the baby boomer generation because I'll be 60 this year. My life's about over.
Stop it. You're halfway there. but like there was all this pressure, like everyone should go to college. Everyone should go to college and you should go to get a college degree to get a better job. But in reality, not everyone probably should go to college, and just going to college doesn't necessarily mean you're going to make more money. And so I think just that push, you know, we have a lot of people that incurred debt going to colleges for degrees that they don't know how to put into play to actually make money.
Or if you go to college and then you say, you know what, I'm going to go to law school at St. Mary's. I'm just going to get my law degree. And then you become a financial advisor. I don't know anybody that's done that, but...
Well, it's outside of the box career path. That's what we call it here.
Exactly.
But it's possible. But I think that, again, let's say you walked out of high school and you didn't have the weight of the student debt and you walked into a career path and you were making money from day one with a trade or something like that versus going another 4 years to a college or working your way through it and then having that debt behind you to then start your job. So it's just, you know, it's an interesting world we live in right now, and the cost of higher education continues to go up. I feel like of all the things that's regulated out there, that's the one thing that's not regulated, and it blows my mind how expensive it is. But the reality is, the folks that we're sitting in front of that are, you know, age, say, 50 to 70, they're not just bringing us their worries and concerns and things that keep them up at night about whether they've saved enough for retirement or if they've, you know, if they have too much risk or they're paying too much taxes, but also they're co-signers on school loans, and then their mom just broke their hip, and this person has Alzheimer's, and just so much going on. And it takes time, effort, and money to juggle all of those things. So when you're listening to the show today, I want you to ask yourself, is the current plan that you have in place, your retirement plan, is it adequately designed to address whatever challenges you may face in your retirement? Have you thought of these different scenarios that might play out once you're already retired? Now, remember, we are living longer than any generation before us, and that's a good thing, but it also brings some consequences. There's a lot you may see in the next 20 to 30 years that you just can't predict right now. So give myself a call here at Texas Financial Advisory, and either myself or someone from my team will sit down and talk to you about your current situation. The number here is 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. If you can't make a call right now, you can simply text the word VISIT to that same number, 844-832-7469, and we will find a time that we can sit down and talk to you about your particular situation. There's no cost or obligation for reaching out. We don't know who we can help till we have that conversation with you. But we'll sit down and we'll go over what our TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap process looks like and how that could play into your retirement. And we'll go over the different risks that you may face that, again, you don't even know are out there to help you avoid it so that you can live with confidence that you have truly saved and planned on living for a very long time through retirement. The catch here, though, is you got to give us a call. We don't know who needs help until you reach out and ask for it. So the number here is 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. And as Mark mentioned, you can always go to our website. That's texasfinancialadvisory.com. A lot of great information there. We do have live events. If you would like to come to one of those, you can check out the dates on our website and sign up for our newsletter. There's a lot of great information there, the blogs, different things like that. And if you just can't get enough of our radio show, Mark, we also have them saved and archived on our website that people can listen to.
And of course, you can always, if you have questions for Brooklyn, you can always just email Brooklyn, askbrooklyn.com, askbrooklyn.com. Ask her a question. She can get back with you. So there's a lot of ways to get in touch with Brooklyn, as she said. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. We're talking about the sandwich generation. You're dealing with aging parents, but you're also maybe dealing with adult children. And it's kind of a unique situation that's really kind of popped up in the last 5 to 7 years, and it really don't see it ending anytime soon. So, Brooklyn, we've talked about emergency funds on the radio show before. Because of this situation where you're helping others, which we all want to help our parents or help our kids, sometimes we may do too much of that at the detriment of our own retirement. Does this make the emergency fund even more important?
Well, you know, an emergency fund, I think it's a different definition for every person. So I don't really subscribe to that have 6 months worth of saved income in case you lose your job type of emergency fund. Maybe it's because right now in our economy here, especially in Texas, we've really, there's a lot of opportunities and there's not so much of a fear of per se losing your job. But I think about my personal emergency, like 20 years ago, that would be putting 4 tires on a car at one time. That would just break the bank, right? And then fast forward to today, the emergencies are more like a nice love letter from the IRS saying that things were calculated wrong and you owe this much more, you know? So I guess when I talk to clients and figure out how much liquidity they need and how fast they would need to get to money, and most folks really have a really good gauge on that, and they don't want a ton of money just sitting stagnant and not being leveraged or earning any interest. And so it's about the balance of knowing how much you might need to get your hands on at any given time, and are you okay with it being, say, a 3-day delay to get it back out, or 5-day, depending on the situation. And most people are good with that. And I really think that the majority of folks that we work with have a good concept of their cash flow, if you will, and not running up credit cards and crazy things like that, or they know how to work the credit card system to get the points. But the thing is your emergency shouldn't be that your kid can't pay their rent, or your kid can't, you know, that they've lost their job, or your parents have not adequately planned and they don't have money to continue to live on. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, our planning process has kind of evolved, and it's not just the individual sitting across the table from us as the client. It becomes kind of family planning, because we're taking on what's happening with their kids as well as what's happening to their parents. So it's just a really interesting time, and I've learned a lot, and I think that we bring that knowledge to everybody that sits across the table from us, because if we haven't asked those questions, and then all of a sudden you need to start paying an extra $3,000 a month for your mom to live in an assisted living, and we haven't planned on it, that can definitely be a big surprise to your retirement plan.
844-832-7469 if you'd like to sit down with Brooklyn and the team at Texas Financial Advisory and talk more about this. There's almost always something that has you a little nervous, and this is an opportunity for you to sit down with somebody that understands the retirement world, like Brooklyn and the team at Texas Financial Advisory. 844-832-7469. There's no cost, there's no obligation, there's no pressure to sit down with Brooklyn and the team. 844-832-7469. TFA show might be one of the more important phone calls you make, because we are talking about the next 20, 30 plus years of your life. 844 844- 832-7469. Today we're talking about the sandwich generation. You're kind of stuck in the middle. You're dealing with aging parents. You're dealing with adult children. How do you do that? And certainly there are financial ramifications for you, possibly, but there's also some other issues. We're going to talk about those right after this. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler Willie, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Fill up the car with gas, check. Hotel reservations, check. Getting ready to hear, are we there yet, hundreds of times, check. Okay, you're ready to go to Disney World. Having a checklist is a good idea. When it comes to your retirement, it is crucial. Brooklyn Chandler Willie and the team at Texas Financial Advisory have put together a retirement income checklist that will walk you through 10 of retirement's important considerations. If you don't know where you're going in your retirement years, you probably won't get there. That's how this checklist can help. Get your complimentary copy by texting CHECKLIST to 844-832-7469. Think of this checklist as your GPS for your retirement years. Texas Financial Advisory has helped hundreds of families plan for their retirement, including checking off the important considerations covered in this retirement income checklist. Get your complimentary copy right now. Text CHECKLIST 844-832-7469. That's 844-832-7469. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., Texas Financial Advisory, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler Willie. Brooklyn started Texas Financial Advisory back in January of 2008. And of course, if you'd like to find out more about Brooklyn and the team, want to find out about the live events they put on, no cost to attend typically. You just do have to sign up, though. Seating is limited. All that information and more is on the website, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. I'm Mark Kelly. Glad you're with us today. And we're talking about the sandwich generation. So you're dealing with aging parents, you're getting closer and closer to retirement, or maybe you're already in retirement, but you're still dealing with your aging parents, which is a great thing, but it might be putting some stress on you. And then in the sandwich generation is not only are you dealing with aging parents, you're also dealing with adult children. So there's a lot of things going on in today's retirement world. And Brooklyn, you know, I think first off, we think of, wow, if I'm trying to help my kids still, and I thought they'd be out on their own, but they're not. And then we thought, oh, our parents are fine. And then they say, ooh, we didn't think we were going to live much past 80, and now we're 88. We got some challenges. Can you help? And we want to help, certainly both ends of the spectrum. And number one would be the financial challenge, right? There's physical and emotional challenges as well, but there certainly could be financial challenges, right?
Right, most definitely. Like I mentioned earlier, I have a new client that just signed on with us, and she and her husband are blessed because they've got pensions. They haven't even started drawing Social Security, so they live very comfortably with their pensions alone. But the wife is also paying about $3,000 a month for her mother's assisted living care because the mother doesn't have enough money to cover the month-to-month costs there. So. And you'd think, okay, well, that'd be a couple years. Well, mom is like 78. And so, I mean, she could live to be 90, 95, 100 even. So, again, this particular couple is blessed in the fact that they've got these sources of income, they've got savings, so they can do it. But as I was talking to my client, she's like, never in a million years did I even think I was going to need to help pay for my mom and dad. And now our dad's passed. But again, I think people don't talk about it, right? We don't have that conversation. And you don't want to ask your parents, like, well, what are you guys going to do if you get sick? And who's going to take care of you? How are you going to pay for it? But I can have those conversations. I can say it.
So the financial end of and challenges would be one end of this spectrum. And certainly, I think that's the first one we think about. Boy, can we afford to keep helping our aging parents or our aging or our adult children? But there's also a physical toll. You know, you remember those commercials, I've fallen and I can't get up, right? And if your husband falls, are you able as the wife to pick him up? And that's really a challenge. As we age, certainly there are physical challenges as well to this.
Right. And until I guess I had children of my own, I had no idea the toll, not just physically, but emotionally, being a caregiver can have on a person. I think that's one of the hardest jobs out there is being a caregiver. And you know, when you are a caregiver for a loved one, you don't get to just clock in, clock out. And a lot of people have a day job, right? Or a night job. They have like a real job that pays them money to be at, but then they come home and they start the next wave, the next shift. And so definitely we see that quite a bit, that people are taking on that that caregiver role, taking them to doctor's appointments or cancer treatments, different things like that. And so, I think about, we also have clients that don't have family. They don't have family close. And we've got to carve out enough money to help pay for that for them, because otherwise they don't get the assistance. So, and the key here is I think having a plan. I mean, there's things we can't avoid: the physical and the emotional toll it's going to take on a family. We can't avoid the financial stress that it's going to come with it. But if we have a plan and we aren't blindsided, then we can navigate and successfully get through it. I think it's when people don't plan, or they fail to plan, or they're scared to plan, that, again, it feels ultimately like it's just imploded upon them. So I think what I'm trying to say, Mark, is that having a plan can't hurt, right? Not having a plan definitely can cause a bunch of chaos. And so if you're listening today and you're sitting here going, well, I think I've got a plan, I think I've got it worked out, but you just want to get maybe a second set of eyes, a second opinion on it, now's a great opportunity to give us a call at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. You can also text the word VISIT to 844-832-7469. We will be walking you through our TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap and how that can be created and shaped specifically for you. These are not cookie cutter plans. They are designed around our clients here at Texas Financial Advisory, and they continue to be shaped and molded as life changes, as different things come your way. Point being is that our TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap is a way to be prepared and to be ready when you are faced with some of these concerns as a generation that possibly could deal with the sandwich generation of situations, caring for ailing parents and then also caring for your adult children. So if you'd like that opportunity, give us a call today at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW.
And of course, you can find out more on the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. I'm Mark Elliott, Brooklyn Chandler Willie, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Glad you're with us today. We're talking about the sandwich generation. And we've certainly talked about healthcare before on the program, Brooklyn. And according to the latest Fidelity analysis, and I think when we started this show, the average 65-year-old couple retiring in that year 5 years ago should plan on spending $220,000 after taxes to cover medical expenses. That total has risen $60,000 from 5 years ago. It's now the average 65-year-old couple retiring this year should plan on spending $280,000 after taxes to cover medical expenses. And because the healthcare is so expensive today, that's part of the reason that our aging parents are needing some help from us. And when a client comes in, Brooklyn, to sit down with you and talk about these types of things, and they say, Brooklyn, I think we're going to be fine because I know if I have a health issue, my kids are going to do what I'm doing for my parents. They will take care of us. They will help us. And we're going to stay in our own home because we've grown up. We're not leaving our home. We're going to stay there. If that's what they think, hey, our kids are going to take care of us like we're doing for our parents, and we're going to stay in our own home, we're not going to make any changes, sometimes you just have to open their mind up, don't you, a little bit?
Right. And I actually, on staff, I have two employees that are two separate employees. Both have situations where their parents are, our in-laws are sick, or we've got cancer, we have diabetes, we have homebound. I mean, so between those two employees, there's a total of 8 parents being cared for. And between their husbands and then a step, I mean, it's just, that's 8 people, right? And then they both have either college children or right out of college kids. And so I mean, every week there's something with those employees going on that they have to leave or they're not going to be able to come in, or they're having to direct money to those other people in their life. And so I see it on a day-to-day basis with these employees, as well, of course, as with my clients. So what we're talking about today is really, would it hurt to get a second opinion? Here at Texas Financial Advisory, we can identify these specific issues that you could be facing as you start developing your retirement plans, or if you're already retired and you just haven't factored in some of these situations that could come your way. It's actually generating a written plan tailored specifically for you. We're right here in the San Antonio area. We have offices in San Antonio and New Braunfels, and we have a staff of about 11 professionals working here that really just rally around our clients. It's like the pit crew at Formula One, that we just totally surround them, get them situated, and they're on their way, and then they come back in for checkups. So what we're offering today, though, is that opportunity to come in and see if there's something there that we can help you out with. You don't know what you don't know, but we are personally committed to creating these financial freedom roadmaps for our clients. And just know, though, if you're getting these statements in the mail, you got a portfolio manager, you know, those are just investment tools. That is not a true plan. Even if, like I've seen on these statements, these 401k statements, they'll be like, if you retire at age 62, you could expect to have $3,000 a month in income. That's not a retirement plan. That is a statement. So if you'd like for us to take those statements and create a written plan for you that you can actually look at and see, okay, the next 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, here's what's going to be coming my way, we'd love to create that for you. So give us a call at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. You can also text the word VISIT to 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW.
So what if here's your choice? The money you've been saving, what if you have to use it for the college education? Or what if you have to pay for your parents' assisted living? Or what if it's for your retirement? What if you have to choose between those three options? That is the challenge. We're going to head there next. Stay with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chander-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Fill up the car with gas. Check. Hotel reservations. Check. Getting ready to hear, are we there yet? Hundreds of times. Check. Okay, you're ready to go to Disney World. Having a checklist is a good idea. When it comes to your retirement, it is crucial. Brooklyn Chander-Willey and the team at Texas Financial Advisory have put together a retirement income checklist that will walk you through 10 of retirement's important considerations. If you don't know where you're going in your retirement years, you probably won't get there. That's how this checklist can help. Get your complimentary copy by texting CHECKLIST to 844-832-7469. Think of this checklist as your GPS for your retirement years. Texas Financial Advisory has helped hundreds of families plan for their retirement, including checking off the important considerations covered in this retirement income checklist. Get your complimentary copy right now. Text CHECKLIST 844-832-7469. That's 844-832-7469. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., Texas Financial Advisory, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott, and I am here with the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, Brooklyn Chander-Willey. Brooklyn started the company in January of 2008, and of course, offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. And you can find out more on the website, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. Today, we're talking about the sandwich generation, and being a part of the sandwich generation can be like really fighting a war on two fronts. You're taking care of your kids while also taking care of your aging parents, and it can mean a lot of stress, especially if you're also concerned about saving for your retirement. And Brooklyn, those are kind of big decisions, and they can be, you know, you talked about the challenges of being in the sandwich generation. There's certainly a financial ramification to that, but there's also a physical and emotional stress level that comes with all of this. How do you help families navigate decisions like whether to pay for their kids' tuition, college tuition, versus saving for their retirement?
Well, my motto, I copycatted the airline motto when you get on the airline with minor children, and they say in the case of an emergency or a crash, to put the air mask on yourself first, and then put it on your children. If you have more than one child with you, pick your favorite and then go from there.
Pick your favorite and move on from there.
So we kind of have the same philosophy when it comes for helping others. Like, let's put the air mask on you guys. And if you're good, then we can think about what else you could do to help out those outside of your circle. Now, it's not as easy as said as done, right? It's one of those things that we're constantly having to revisit. And I mean, there's some clients that I can't rein in sometimes. And when we get to a point where I'm like, look, you're going to be depleting everything by the time you're 80. They're like, that's okay. All right. Well, I'm like, well, you better sign right here that I told you because I don't want you coming back and saying I ran out of money. You shouldn't have let me do that. So I don't know. I feel it's very hard because there's this human emotion. You want to take care of your kids. You want to take care of your grandkids even. You want to take care of your parents. But just last week, we had a client of ours liquidate a big chunk of her money because her daughter is getting divorced and she wants to help her daughter out. So, again, money's a tool, and we understand that. But we want to make sure that you don't end up in a situation where you're now depleted your resources and you're at an age that you can't go regenerate that. Those investments. And as especially right now, we're entering more than likely a pretty good market dip. I mean, I would say this is going to be a full-blown correction, either before the next election. Again, I don't have a crystal ball. I just feel it, right? And when I'm looking at the different designs of the portfolios, and we're not scared of that here at Texas Financial Advisory. We know that's part of it, right? The market goes up, the market goes down, it goes sideways. But we got to make sure that we can continue to stress test our clients' plans and portfolios so that that whammy doesn't come up and now we've lost 50% of the portfolio and, oh yeah, you can't help these people anymore because you don't have enough money. So it's a lot of balls in the air. And that is one question that we've been getting quite a bit as far as, you know, what's our prediction with the market and what's our concerns or what are we doing as a an investment institution helping our clients. And again, it all goes back to the plan because that's part of it. We build that what if in there. You know, what if we go through another market drop like 2008, 2009, or a tech bubble like 2000, 2001, how would that affect you? And if you were already retired or about to retire or 5 years out from retiring, how would that affect you? If you'd like, we've created a little packet of information about the market, and you can request that by sending the word market via text to our number here at Texas Financial Advisory Radio Show, and that's 844-TFA-TFA. Show. That's 844-832-7469. And that white paper, again, just text the word market to 844-832-7469. 844-TFA-SHOW.
Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. We're talking about the sandwich generation. And, you know, Brooklyn, you're a Baylor grad, political science, business, and Spanish in your undergrad days. And then, of course, you decide, I might as well go get my law degree. So you go to St. Mary's School of Law and get your Juris Doctorate. I don't see anywhere in there where it says you're a counselor, because you are a marriage counselor at times. You're certainly a counselor on this decision. Do I pay for my kids' college tuition? Do I pay for my parents' assisted living? Or do I save for my retirement? Because those get emotional. And certainly we do get emotional about our money. But you basically are there to help us not make rash decisions. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah. And I've said this before on the show. There was a statistic done that people that work with an advisor, be it someone that's your, say it's your CPA or an attorney or another financial planner, if you work with someone, your odds of success are much greater than those that go it alone and do it on their own. And it's so interesting because we live in a world right now that it's all about do it yourself. You know, fix your up your own house, You can, if you wanted to put the flooring in your house, Mark, you could go to Home Depot and buy everything you needed and,
Brooklyn,
and start laying that floor.
Brooklyn, let me tell you how skilled I am. I decided that because of all the rain we've had this year, my weeds were getting a little out of control. And I told you I'm going to be 60 this year. And I said, you know what? I could pay somebody like $300 because I asked this. My mom has a handyman. And she goes, oh, he's cheap. He'll do it. He's a great worker. Cost me $300 to have him go through my entire yard pulling weeds and all that kind of stuff. And I thought, that is worth it because my back doesn't hurt. My hands don't hurt. I'm just paying for it. I could have, no question, I could have done it myself. But I save time and I save physical pain by letting the expert take care of that.
Yeah, most definitely. And I guess you can change your own oil in your car. You can watch a YouTube video to change. I'm not going to go change the oil in my car. Like, my luck, I would put it in the wrong,
the wrong place
thing. Yes. And yeah. So again, we live in a world. Oh, this was such an interesting conversation, Mark, the other day. And so I have clients that are engineers, and an engineer thinks differently than
most of us,
99% of the population.
Right.
And really, in the financial planning world, the financial advisory world, investment world, they tell you, hey, engineers aren't the best clients to work with because they get so much in the weeds, right? Well, I have an engineer client, and I tell engineer clients this. I'm like, listen, here's the situation. So this gentleman, we went over the fees and the transactions in his portfolio for like 45 minutes, and it was all up and up. It's exactly what I said it would do. And then I was explaining to him that, hey, we're putting our house on the market. And he's like, oh, well, I just hate paying commissions on when we put our house for sale. We're going to do it ourselves. And I just looked at him like, you've got to be kidding me. I could not fathom selling my house on my own. And really, when it comes down to it, I'd pay more in commission to get the house sold and sold faster. Hopefully my realtor's not listening to the show, but that's their role. That's their job. Now, if they didn't bring the value of selling my house in the different capacity that they do, then sure, that would kind of hurt to pay that fee and extra, in commissions, but they do. And that's their professional capacity. And I appreciate that. And so
it'd almost be like, I'm going to go tour Europe. Of course, I've never been there, but I'm just going to fly into Munich and then I'll decide what I'm going to do after that.
Around.
When it would be much better getting a travel agent that's already made a lot of different plans on how to travel Europe the best way.
Right. And so I feel like we as a society got all into this, I'm going to do it myself to save money. But hopefully we're realizing sometimes you get what you pay for. When you're trying to save money, sometimes you're paying too little, right? And you're not going to get any value out of what you're doing, or you're just wasting your time or wasting the experience. And so having someone on your side, whether it's in selling your house or building your financial plan, the odds are your success ratio is going to be much higher than if you just try to do it by yourself, right? So again, you don't know what you don't know. And when we sit across from folks, that initial meeting, that's probably the hardest one for people that take the step to come in here. Because again, they don't know what they're expecting to get, and we don't either. But we just want to understand what's going on, what's keeping you up at night, what's the family dynamic like, how are things going to get paid for, and who's going to be responsible for that. And then when you pass away, now who's going to take over from there? One of the biggest things that we're spending a lot of time on is our clients' retirement accounts, because with the new SECURE Act, the stretch IRA will go away. So all these 401ks and thrift savings plans that are with employers, if you died and a non-spouse got them, well, guess who inherits that money? Not all of it's going to your beneficiary, and actually over probably 70% of it's going to go to the IRS. So, I mean, it's constantly changing. It's a I mean, this environment that I live in between the tax laws, the estate planning laws, the investment changes and regulations, it's never boring. It's never predictable. But we are in the ballgame with you, and we're creating the plans. We're tweaking it. We're congratulating you. We're celebrating. We're crying. We're all these things along with you. So if you'd like the opportunity to sit down with myself or one of my advisors here at Texas Financial Advisory, give us a call at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. It's never too late to get a second opinion. Again, that number is 844-832-7469, 844-TFA-SHOW. You can also text the word VISIT to 844-832-7469.
So we're talking about the sandwich generation today on the program, and that is you're taking care of aging parents, but also adult children. You're in the middle. You're stuck in the middle on this one. What if you feel like because you've been helping your aging parents and supporting your kids, you're a little bit behind for your own retirement? What can you do? We're going to talk about that in our final segment. Stay with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Fill up the car with gas, check. Hotel reservations, check. Getting ready to hear, are we there yet, hundreds of times, check. Okay, you're ready to go to Disney World. Having a checklist is a good idea. When it comes to your retirement, it is crucial. Brooklyn Chandler-Willey and the team at Texas Financial Advisory have put together a retirement income checklist that will walk you through 10 of retirement's important considerations. If you don't know where you're going in your retirement years, you probably won't get there. That's how this checklist can help. Get your complimentary copy by texting CHECKLIST to 844-832-7469. Think of this checklist as your GPS for your retirement years. Texas Financial Advisory has helped hundreds of families plan for their retirement, including checking off the important considerations covered in this retirement income checklist. Get your complimentary copy right now. Text CHECKLIST 844-832-7469. That's 844-832-7469. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., Texas Financial Advisory, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. Welcome back to the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott here with well-respected retirement specialist Brooklyn Chandler-Willey of Texas Financial Advisory, offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. And of course, if you'd like to find out more about Brooklyn and the team, you can always go to the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. Brooklyn and her team put on a lot of events, workshops, might be a lunch workshop, might be a dinner workshop, a lot of things going on at Texas Financial Advisory. You can find out when and where. There's no cost to attend these either. You do have to sign up. Seating is limited. But all that information and more is on the website, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. Today we're talking about the sandwich generation. And Fidelity says 1 in 7 middle-aged adults is providing financial support to both an aging parent and a child. And Brooklyn, because of that, there's certainly a lot of challenges, the financial end of that, the physical challenge, the emotional stress of dealing with a whole lot of balls up in the air and we're just juggling and hoping they don't hit the ground, right? What if we feel like because we've been helping others, which is kind of what we typically do, if your parents are having an issue, you certainly would want to help. They've helped you and your kids. You want what's best for them. Sometimes we probably do too much for them. But what if we feel like we're a little bit behind because of that? How do we make up ground?
Well, I think that that's a big part of some of the planning that we do with our clients, whether it's adding extra to their retirement accounts, helping them figure out ways to redirect cash flow, and then also create less volatility in their portfolio with guarantees and with products that are more customized for folks that are getting ready for retirement and needing to turn on their investments for income versus accumulation. So it's just the shift of mindset. It's like a paradigm shift that when we are putting together those opportunities for our clients, we get a little bit brainwashed with our employer plans because you think about your life as a nurse or a doctor or a teacher or that's what you do day in and out. That's where you're an expert. And oh, by the way, here's this investment in your 401k or 403b, 457, whatever it is. And the question to you is, do you want to put money into it? How much? And it'll come out of your paycheck, which is just a really interesting concept because our grandparents' generation had pensions. They didn't have these 401k plans, but we don't do that anymore. Financially, it's not possible to support our employees for an additional 20, 30 years as a business upon their retirement, right? So wrap your brain around this, Mark. It came out that, oh, we are so excited. There's this great opportunity to put money into a 401k plan and not pay the tax on it today. And so people get excited about it, but in reality, they just took a haircut to their own paycheck to stuff money into it. And no, you didn't have to pay the tax now.
And why would you want to pay the taxes now when they're already low? Probably will be as low right now as they will ever be in our lifetime.
Right. But when you get to, you know, 60, 62, 65, and you've stuffed $1 million, $2 million into these accounts, and you've not paid the tax on it, and every dollar it earns in interest creates more tax liability, it's like this tax cancer, right, within the retirement account. And so the bulk of people that we're meeting with are victims of that. Without them even knowing, they think they did the right thing, which they did what they had the options to do. There's no other options, right? And so I feel like a big part of my platform is helping those clients figure out not just an income plan, but a tax arbitrage plan. And then from there, we're saying we need to educate your kids now so that they can do it better, that they're not in this situation when they come to retirement, that they've got all this money they owe tax on, that they've created some tax-free money and after-tax money. And again, investment consulting is just one small piece of what we do. The advanced planning part, I mean, goodness gracious, that's wealth enhancement, wealth transfer, wealth protection, charitable giving, all of that stuff, man, the value that it brings to our clients and the look on their faces, that is priceless. And that's really what continues to motivate me week after week as I work with people. I've been told quite a bit, Mark, that people love listening to our show. They think it's, you know, real, but that's because I'm in the trenches with real people day in and day out. And I'm here to tell their stories every week. And maybe sometimes that resonates with you. And that's something that you go, well, I don't want that to happen to me. Or, oh my gosh, that's exactly what's going on. And until you make the call and sit down with myself or the advisors here at Texas Financial Advisory, we can't help you. We can't help you create a plan so that you have confidence and that you really have something to look forward to. So take that moment in time to just give us a call here at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. You can also text the word VISIT to 844-832-7469, 844-TFA-SHOW. If you get a minute, go to our website. That's texasfinancialadvisory.com. Check us out on social media. All that good stuff. You can sign up for some of our live events coming up here in the fall. And that website again is texasfinancialadvisory.com.
Brooklyn Chandler Willie is the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Started the company back in January of 2008. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. We've been talking about the sandwich generation, and certainly taxes are a big part. You know, we can bash the government for a lot of things. We don't like how they do this or they do that. They were really smart, though, Brooklyn, when they said, you know what, we really want to help you, so we're going to let you tax defer all your paychecks and save money. And then, because we don't really want the tax on your seed, we want to wait for the harvest where we can get more. That was pretty smart of them. And the other challenge is, you know, talking about the sandwich generation is what you talked about earlier, that the markets right now, we know we're in the longest bull run in the history of Wall Street. And because we are trying to help aging parents, or we are helping our kids pay for their college tuition, or help them get on their feet, they were graduated, they can't find a job, so they're staying at home. I mean, it's costing us some money, certainly, but we're trying to help our family, and that's what we do. The challenge is, because there's not a lot of places, you know, for our grandparents, just put money in a CD, get 10, 12%, hey, we're way ahead of inflation, we're good. Well, we don't have those opportunities. The only place people think they can make money is in the Wall Street world, so that leads us to taking more and more risk.
Right, and you don't have to take that risk. And I think that's part of, I guess, our differentiating factor that we have when we bring our plans to life for our clients. We can't go through an emotional roller coaster of losing 10, 20, 30% of a client's portfolio. It just won't work. That won't keep you retired. So when we create plans, we want good, solid returns no matter what's happening to the market. And you need that $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 every month from your portfolio. Well, the last thing you need me to tell you is, well, we might want to sit out for about two more years and let this all kind of lick its wounds and come back up. So our plans that we set up for our clients, they have to survive no matter what market conditions. So that means we can't be 100% market dependent. There is no silver bullet. There's no just some sort of special sauce that you can buy and put all your money into. It's a combination of investment tools that gets you to where you want to go. And that's our role, is to be that bridge for you to find the different opportunities of where to put your money, how to place it in order to have that income replacement when you walk away from your paycheck. So again, it's matching up the tools and investment vehicles that get you to where you're going. If we don't have that match, you're not going to be happy. You're not going to be comfortable. You're not going to sleep at night. You're going to be angry, and you'll feel like you're out of control of what your investments are doing. So the plan that we put together with the investment tools, it also talks about tax planning. If you have an overabundance of money that you have not paid the tax on it, we need to have a proactive tax plan, because if you don't, the IRS has one for you. And then there's the leave behind plan, right? Last time I checked, mortality rate's still 100%. We all got to go. When you go, how is it going to be left behind? Is it going to be a mess? Is the IRS going to inherit more than your kids? Would we rather have your church get some of that money versus the IRS? So all of these are plans that we're looking at from all different angles while you're working, while you retire, and when you pass away. And then we're looking at the health planning options in there. Medicare does not cover everything. So do we need a supplement? Do we need long-term care? Do we need home health care? A gentleman that just signed on with us, he fortunately had bought a disability policy very early on in life. And here he is, he's 62 years young, and he's going through a lot of ailments, and he just can't work. You know, the stress of work exasperates those ailments, and he didn't know how the disability policy he bought 20, 30 years ago could help him. And so we don't make any money off of that, right? We didn't sell him a disability policy, but I'm the one helping him figure out how to integrate that so he can retire earlier on. So again, a big part of our firm, I feel like we become this project manager of bringing in everything you've done in your past, putting it all together, putting it as part of the plan so you know how to utilize those tools. If you'd like that opportunity, you feel like that's something that you don't have right now, I would highly suggest you give us a call at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. You can also text the word VISIT to 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. And as always, it's always open every hour of the day and night. It's our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. You can get on there and listen to old shows and read old blogs and sign up for the newsletter and sign up for live events. That's texasfinancialadvisory.com.
The preceding program is sponsored by Texas Financial Advisory, which is solely responsible for its content.
Fill up the car with gas, check. Hotel reservations, check. Getting ready to hear, "Are we there yet?" hundreds of times, check. Okay, you're ready to go to Disney World. Having a checklist is a good idea. When it comes to your retirement, it is crucial. Brooklyn Chander-Willey and the team at Texas Financial Advisory have put together a retirement income checklist that will walk you through 10 of retirement's important considerations. If you don't know where you're going in your retirement years, you probably won't get there. That's how this checklist can help. Get your complimentary copy by texting CHECKLIST to 844-832-7469. Think of this checklist as your GPS for your retirement years. Texas Financial Advisory has helped hundreds of families plan for their retirement, including including checking off the important considerations covered in this retirement income checklist. Get your complimentary copy right now. Text CHECKLIST 844-832-7469. That's 844-832-7469.